Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. To me, this is one of the best times to be a Nintendo fan. There are so many things happening that it's almost overwhelming to keep up with. But in the grand scheme of things, this is all good. Today is Monday, September 17th, and here's the daily. The next Nintendo mobile game, Dragalia Lost, will be released on iOS and Android devices on Thursday, September the 27th. You can get more information on the game by going to dragalialost.com/en. If you're big on Splatoon, you might want to take a look at the new Inkling Girl Figma available for pre-order on PlayAsia. It's about 4 inches tall, and the details on this figure are pretty spot on. The DX version comes with multiple hats, headphones, shoes, dualies, a roller. It's the best looking Splatoon figure I've ever seen. The standard version will run you $49, while the DX version is $107. You can find it by searching for Splatoon Girl Figma on play-asia.com. So for those of you who have a PS4 or an Xbox One cluttering up your play area, now is the best time to trade it in for a brand new Nintendo Switch. Starting now through September the 22nd, you can trade in your Xbox One or PS4 to get between $225 and $275 of credit towards a Nintendo Switch at your local GameStop. You can go to GameStop.com/trade for more details. $20 a year for Nintendo Switch Online is already a great deal, but if you're looking for another way to pay for it, you can use your My Nintendo Gold Points to purchase a membership. This information was based on an FAQ for the online service found on Nintendo's support website. The online membership launches tomorrow. Speaking of, there are a lot of mixed feelings about the online service, and I wanted to give my personal opinion on it. They've given us free online services for long enough. Both Microsoft and Sony have been charging for these services for years. It's time for Nintendo to finally get their piece of the pie. And since they're new at it, they're doing it in the way that they're used to, very slowly and cautiously. And I feel that's the way they should approach it, coming off the failure of the Wii U. If you get down to the nitty-gritty, they're only adding cloud saves and online NES games, which really doesn't sound like much. Of course, they could always just do what competitors have done, but they always seem to find things to give us that we really don't ask for. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it falls flat. Comparing free NES games to free $59.99 MSRP games makes it seem like Nintendo isn't offering much. Like a lot of other Nintendo products, I feel like the magic is really in the experience. I think a lot of their focus is getting players to experience the changes, share it with others, and grow from there. What I'm saying is, maybe playing NES games online with others is something we want more than we think. If successful, then we could go SNES, then N64, then GameCube. I'm getting ahead of things, but this could be the start of something beautiful. At least, that's what I'm hoping. And seriously, it's only $20! Come on, guys! And that's all for today. Shoutouts to Design Chat with Josh, Fair Lucas, Guillaume Labruyere, and Mar Zenio for favoriting the podcast on Anchor. If you'd like to be an official supporter of the Nintendo Seconds podcast with a small donation, head on over to anchor.fm/Nintendo Seconds and click support this podcast. With that, you'll get access to the Discord server where we can chat it up at any time. Your support gives me the motivation and the means to keep this podcast going and would be ultra appreciated. If you have any feedback, feel free to contact me on the Anchor app with a voice message, or just send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.